It is stated that Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala did not laugh for 40 years. Allah. He did not laugh for 40 years. And the narrator of this particular waqi, he said that when I saw him sitting, it seemed as if he had been a prisoner who was brought to be beheaded. When he would talk, his style would be such as if he'd been telling him about the conditions of the hereafter. And after seeing it with his own eyes, when he would remain quiet, it seemed as if fire had been blazing before in his eyes. When he was abashed about the reason for being so sad and frightened, he replied, "I fear that if Allah Azza wa Jal gets displeased with me by seeing some of my bad deeds and says, 'Go away,' I will not forgive you. So in this way, all of my deeds will go to waste." Do we ponder over this? Do we have the fear? Somebody of this caliber, yeah, this caliber who performs so much worship, he's scared. He's scared, he's worried that maybe Allah Azza wa Jalla will look at him and will be displeased with him and will look at him and some of his bad deeds in his own mind. He's humbling himself by saying, "My bad deeds." And he's saying to himself that if Allah Azza wa Jalla looks at me and says, "Go away, I will not forgive you. So in this case, all of my good deeds will go to waste." And we think, we performed Hajj, we got it sorted. The month of Ramadan, I kept fast all 30 days. I tarawih every day. I read the Quran every day. I read my namaz 5 times a day. I'm sorted. No, you're not. You're not. You're not sorted. How do you know your ibadat was accepted? How do you know your tilawat was accepted? How do you know your fast was accepted? Did you just fast in the stomach, or did you fast with your eyes as well? Did you fast with your tongue as well? Did you fast with your body as well? What was your fasting like? Have you ever worried about that? Was your namaz accepted? Did you recite the namaz properly? Was your tilawat of the Quran recited properly? Did you worry about this? Or did you just think, "Yeah, I'm sorted"? My dear Islam brothers, we need to ponder. We need to reflect and be concerned about what we have done, and what we have failed to do, and what we should do.